Lick number two, we have, and by the way, these are all on a separate audio program, but not with the numbers. So this part is adding the numbers. So first I'll let you go through the lick. It sounds like this. So I don't know if you could tell, but after that initial run, there's a bunch of minor pentatonic.
That's all minor.
Yeah, from five, from like the fifth note. That's all minor. After those first four notes. And then the rest is all minor. Except for that very last note. See how that's all minor? And then there ends on a major.
It ends on a major, yeah. That is.
I mean, you can almost tell like which notes are major because they're not in the minor, you know.
Right.
Not being funny. Like, so the there's two notes in the major in this key. The seventh note, yeah. And the very last note is also in the major.
Those are the only two, yeah.
Yeah. So let's diagnose what that is. What is that fret 7 string 2? The very first note of the... Like, can you figure out what... You know it's in the major because it's not in the minor. Can you play a major scale and figure out what interval that is? You're absolutely right. It's the sixth.
Right.
Very good. And then let's skip to the very last note.
Which is the sixth.
The sixth fret of the third
sixth
string.
Sixth fret.
Exactly right. It's a third. It's a third.
Oh, because that's what makes up the major.
That's right. You got it.
I know. It's what makes up...
So... I'll bet you could number this whole thing. First note is a sixth, you told me that. And your second note, you could probably guess what that is. Or not guess, but just hear what that is.
The first note.
That's a sixth, you told me that earlier.
That's a one.
You got it. You're on the right track. You got it. So it's 6-1-6. Boom, damn, boom. So just summarizing the lick here. Dun, dun, boom, ding. That's a 6-1-6 flat 3.
Okay. 6-1-6 flat 3.
Good. And then you're going to descend on the minor. 1 flat 7.
5-4
flat 3 to regular 3. Yes. And that's how I came up with that. So I realize you're learning both things at the same time, the lick and the numbers. As far as, you know, the numbers being difficult, do you have already a map of the fretboard with only the numbers already drawn for yourself? If not, you should do that. All of you who are listening should make your own. Like, I give you... I give you the pentatonic sheets with dots on them, but now you're ready. If you're listening to this, that means you're ready to think in numbers, and you should make yourself a program, yeah.
But I...
Should you be looking at this during this exercise? No, but only if you're having trouble naming a certain interval.
Right.
And you might have to go back and double check what you wrote.
Right.
You know, like, for example, go to the... This is... You see how underneath numbers 1 and 2 on this Cage Licks combining major, it says E? Mm-hmm. These are both out of the E shapes.
Right, and then this would be out of the D.
Right, so if you're having trouble visualizing... Let's say you had trouble visualizing that was a 6 to a 1... In lick number two, go to the E shape, made it would have to be major, and there's your 6-1. Boom, boom. Of course, the minor third is not on here. You have to go to the minor to look that up.
Right.
But this is why it's difficult. I fully understand, you know, that you're assimilating a lot of different types of information, including the lick itself. So, but it's a process.
Right.
This is about
right.
the process of understanding the numbers,
and I already
demonstrated why. It's so useful because you can take that lick anywhere else in any key. If you're hearing, you know, you could play that wherever you happen to be in whatever octave.
Right.
So I already demonstrated that. I don't think I should demonstrate that again. I did it on the previous example. Well, let's just move on to the next